Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Yeah, baby, we're back. Yeah, I took a little break for just a minute on last week, but we're back. We're back, and today gonna be a great day. It's gonna be an awesome day. I hope you all are ready because I'm ready. All right, well, let's get on into it. Today is Inspirational Monday. You're on the Midnight Power Network on BlogTalkRadio.com. It's the Midnight Cocoa Show. And today we want to know your value. Know your value. You know, we spend so much time trying to figure out what we're here to do. What is our life purpose? You know, what is our purpose in life? What are we here to do? What are we here to do? Are we here just to go into a 9-to-5 each and every day, making X amount of dollars and this and that and the third? Like, what are we really supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? What are we supposed to, like, what are we doing? Like, what is our life purpose? You know, but and in the end, when we figure out what our purpose is, you know, what is our value? What is our value? You know, I was listening to, I saw a video of on Instagram, Donnie Simpson, shout out to him. And he was talking about knowing your value. Not just knowing what you're worth, but know your value. You know, he was like, you know, I had a dream of making $50,000, you know, and I didn't think, you know, beyond that, you know. And it's like, I'm okay with making $50,000 or whatever, but what is my, like, you know, what is my value? That's what, you know, if that's what I'm worth, only $50,000, what is my value? You know, what's my value, you know? And when I saw that, I was like, that's interesting. You know, like I said, we go to work each and every day, a 9-to-5, making X amount of dollars. We, you know, and we get treated cruelly sometimes. We get, you know, I don't want to say punished, but it seems like we get, you know, tossed to and fro, you know, like, we don't get fair treatment, you know, from our supervisors or our boss or even our coworkers. You know, it seems like we get pushed to the side, like, we're just not worth anything, you know, like we're worthless or valueless, you know. So when he said that, and it had me thinking, what is my value? You know, do I deserve to be looked over for my all the hard work that I put in to into whatever it is that I'm doing? You know, into myself. Do I value myself enough to say, you know what, I'm going to walk away from whatever, you know, whatever, you know, the treatment that I'm being treated, you know, how I'm being treated, or how I'm being overlooked for, you know, my efforts that I've been putting in. You know, I give my 100% each and every day. You know, I know I'm more valuable than just, you know, penny. You know what I'm saying? I'm more valuable than nickels and dimes. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to, you know, anybody to put on or say, well, you know, you're not getting this, you're not getting that, because, but I'm the one who's doing the work. I'm putting in not only 100%, but I'm also putting in more than my fair share. And I believe that I deserve to be treated fairly just like everybody else, you know? And if I value myself enough to say, I'm going to go in here each and every day and give you my 100%, then you should say, you know what, this person gives their 100% each and every time. Let me give them what I feel like they are, you know, that how they're valuable to this company. Treat them treat them as valuable as they are to this company. You know what I'm saying? We have to really know what our value is, you know what our truth is, you know, even in a relationship, you know, how valuable are you to that person that you're in that relationship with? Do they go out of their way to make sure that you're being, you know, appreciated? Do they appreciate you for the things that you do or who you are? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they do that for you? Or is it that they just whatever, you know, whatever with you? You know what I'm saying? Like really, like, we have to start thinking of how valuable we are to ourselves. You know, not just to other people, but to ourselves. Is it worth us staying in a situation where we know that we're not being treated fairly, we're being overlooked, we're being put down, let down, disappointed? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not being shown the appreciation that we know that we deserve, you know? And yet, it sometimes is not easy to maybe walk away from that situation, because you've been in it for so long. It's all you know. You know what I'm saying? It's all that you know. And it's not easy to just get up and walk away. But sometimes you have to know your value. But you have to know your value. Is it worth your value? Staying in an unhappy situation where you're always depressed, you're always down, you're always faced with, you know, with adversities, or, you know, it seems like everyone is attacking you from every end. You know, it seems like it's always has somebody is always coming to you with something negative. You know what I'm saying? How much of your value would you, how much would you want to stay, how much do you want to stay in that situation? Are you more valuable than that situation, that you can do what you just want? So we have to know our value, to know, because we don't, and we're going to stay in the same situation until we realize that we are worth more than just what we're receiving. We got to know our value. We got to know and know that we have to take the treatment that we're receiving. You know what I'm saying? So, know your value. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and we're going to continue the Inspirational Monday here on the Man Empowered Network on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, and it's the Midnight Cocoa Show, y'all. The Midnight Cocoa Show podcast. Keep it locked. You can follow us on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa or Karita40, KHRITA40. Find us on Instagram, Instagram Radio Cocoa, or Karita40, KHRITA. Find us on Facebook as well. And that is facebook.com/Cocoa Radio. We'll be back, but we're going to come back with more Inspirational Monday. Keep it out. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
Once you wake up, ain't no turning back. Stand firm in the truth. Praise Yah. Thank you for waking us up, Father.
Father, walk with me through the valley of death. I know you're there every step until I take my last breath. Place your hands upon me, guide my direction. Send your angels for protection till I get back to heaven. Every day is a blessing, every struggle's a lesson. Trying to cut through the wicked ways, these preachers and reverends, they out here teaching deception. Desperate need of correction, spreading lies through your flock like disease and infection. I keep your word as my weapon to any demon that's stepping. Just the sound of your name makes them flee out my section. I know my soul's my connection to my sisters and brethren. Here in spirit and truth, we out here giving your message. And every day we are tested while pursuing perfection. Condemned to this lesson, to this life we were destined. There ain't no need for the guessing. The world gon' feel my presence till my soul is resting and I make my exit. Wake up, little children, arise out of slumber. Every day that passes by, the losses keep getting dumber. You have the blind leading the blind, sleep walking through life. More concerned with how they look and what their money could buy. While minute after minute, the time keeps ticking. The earth is being given into the hands of the wicked. Our Father poured His Spirit out on all that are living, sending dreams and visions. They still won't listen. Prophecies written, knowledge once forbidden, it's now in our faces. The feeling's been lifted. We see through the evil, we recognize the serpent, we understand the verses and Deuteronomy curses. We've humbled ourselves to become His holy servants, walking this earth to fulfill His only purpose. Enduring every day, but we know the end is certain. Once that sky cracks open, it'll all be worth it.
In a crooked system full of hypocrites and man-made religions. They talk a good talk with bad intentions. Continue to feed us lies and we listen. Invade our privacy without permission. They trick us into submission. The main device they use is television. Speaking to our subconscious, they market their new inventions. They're lynchmen, only care about their acquisitions. They hate to waive late fees, don't give extensions. These corporations, they rule the nations. They unite as one for world domination. Modern day Babylonia, they plan us all from Mali to California. So take the blinders off, let go of all the sparse. Find Yah's kingdom, no matter what the cost. See, he prepared a place for his chosen one. Trust the Most High, the battle's already won.
You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations, there are no peoples, there are no Russians, there are no Arabs, there are no third worlds, there is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immense, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrol dollars, electro dollars, multi-dollars, rec marks, rings, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
We're back. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com on the Main Power Network. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and today we're talking about knowing your value. Know your value. You know, so before the break, I was talking to you about, you know, is it worth you staying in a situation where you're being mistreated and not being treated fairly, or you're not receiving, you know, what you've put into, you know, into that job, that 9-to-5, you know, or into that relationship? Is it worth you staying in it? Like, what is your value? You know, are you worth, you know, the lies that are being told to you? Oh, you're not doing this and you're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it worth you being in that situation? So when are you going to know your value? When are you going to realize, you know what, I'm worth better than this? And I don't have to stay in this situation each and every day. You know what I'm saying? I can walk out. You know what I mean? Until you recognize that my worth, my value, then I don't want to hear, you know, I am free to leave at any moment, at any time. And, you know, my pastor, he basically was talking about being in the presence of God. And I'm going to switch it up in the spiritual sense. You know, switching it up in the spiritual sense where, you know, if we are aligned and connected to God, then He will definitely open doors for us, or has doors that are open for us that no one can shut. So if we already know our value and our worth and what it is that, you know, we are deserving of, and He knows it, then He'll lead us to somewhere where they'll even recognize it. You know what I'm saying? We have to not allow people to just treat us any kind of way. You know what I mean? Because we know who we are. We know our value. We know our worth. You know what I'm saying? And so if we're ever faced with this confrontation of negativity or intimidation or whatever, anything that is negative, you know what I'm saying? Then we need to just let that person know in a very nice way. You can say, listen, I don't know what it is about me that makes you feel uncomfortable or feel like you can just treat me any kind of way or just put me into this box. I know my value. I know my worth. I know that I'm better than this position or this box that you have put me in. I know there's so much more that I have and so much potential that I have, and believe you me, you don't really deserve, you know, who I am and who I know that I am. You don't deserve to have me in this, you know, in this company, because you do not value me as not just an employee, but a valuable asset to this company, because I put in more than my fair share than what is required of me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to let people know, even in a relationship, whether it's a friendship, whatever, you let them know that, hey, you know, I don't understand, you know, just say it to them. Just say, I don't know what you're afraid of when it comes to me. I don't know if you see my value, my worth, and therefore it scares you because you feel like I'm going to go into the next realm with or without you, or forget about you, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But I refuse to allow you to hinder me from my growth. And if you so feel that you want to keep throwing these darts at me or do whatever you're doing, then so be it. When you look up while you're trying to gather all your sticks and stones and whatever the case may be, I'm not going to be there to receive any of that. I'm going to walk away. And when I do, I'm forewarning you now. When I do, don't be like, where, what happened? I don't know what happened, because I'm warning you now. If you feel like this is your tactic, and your tactic is to throw all types of things at me to try to bring me down, I know my value. I know my worth. And I'm only going to take so much. I'm only going to take so much. You know what I'm saying? I like you as a person, but I don't like the things that you're doing. You know what I mean? And I'm trying really hard to overlook it, but there's only so much that a person can take. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to let people know that you know who you are, you know your value, you know your worth, and you're not going to stand for the treatment that they have been giving you. You're not going to continue to allow them to put you in this box or to put you in this area or situation any longer where they're feeling some type of way. You know, you're uncomfortable. You're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. I really don't care. So you know what? I'm just going to let them know, like, look. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to do that, because if we don't do that, if we don't confront it and let them know our true feelings and our what we see, then they're going to continue to do it. And if we let them know, hey, I'm walking away. I'm not staying in here. I'm not staying in this. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes we get into these situations where, you know, we know our value, but we take on these positions, and then it's like, what is going on? Like, I don't understand. Like, what happened? Because you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you may have to reel it in. You may not need to do everything and try to do so. You know what I'm saying? Don't give out so so much of you, and you know you're not receiving the value that you deserve. We're going to take another break, but it's your girl, Miss Coco. We're going to continue here. Keep it locked. Hit me up. The number to call is 347-205-9279. Once again, that number is 347-205-9279. Or you hit us up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Karita 40, K-H-R-I-T-A 40. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know a situation that, you know, where you've been in where, you know, your value was a question or your worth was questioned and you felt some type of way and, you know, you had to get a remedy. So what was your remedy? So give us a call. The number again is 347-205-9279. Once again, that is 347-205-9279.
Put the lamb's blood on the doorpost, and the angel of death passed on. Then they turned around and took our Savior on the same day. We've been going tit to tat for a long, long time. All they did was help us defeat death. Yasha said, don't think that you're taking my life. No, no.
Yeah.
Jesus. I'm laying it
hope,
down.
Hope. And on this day, I'm speechless. I'ma go for it for the same God and keep it. Been a long moon, praise the higher that we reached it. Though the wine is geekless, I can taste the sweetness. So many Hebrews, the 12 tribes, feel so good when I'm in the midst of my peace. I ain't never knew a love like this. When you're cradled by the ancient hands of the righteous, Abraham, Moses, Jacob, Isaac, never no violence. Just a bunch of Christ kids told us we was nobody, but we come from greatness. Wake up, your history don't start on no slave ship. Where were you before then? What language did you speak? African American? That's too many countries. These commandments is ours, statutes and these laws. What's a holiday? We do holy days, observe them all. Let's get this asshole.
That lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, unleavened bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world.
For he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world.
For the world, for the world. Yeah, huh. Never thought I'd be something special. In the Most High's eyes, we his chosen people, but they ain't gon' pay it off. Rather us be niggas though. See what I hate for. They never loved y'all. This is more than spiritual. Royalty run in my bloodline. Intimidated, so they feeding us with lies. Realize that's nonsense. Straight bondage, taking away your knowledge. Giving you false doctrine, got you serving pagan gods. What is Easter, man? That ain't nowhere up in scripture. Idolizing all this lies on how you expect to get your blessing. Them holidays, throw away and keep his holy day. Yeshua shed his blood for me, so I uplift his holy name. Breaking bread, drinking wine, observing his holy time. With my holy people, Passover, what it's all about. Yeshua is our Passover, he passed over from death to life. So I'm giving him all praises a lot.
So set that lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, unleavened bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung.
Numbers 33:3. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover. The children of Israel went out with an high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which thy power had smitten among them, upon their gods also. Thy power executed judgment. John 13. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Yeshua, whom the world ignorantly calls Jesus, He knew that his hour was coming. He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas, Simon's son, to betray him. John 18:12. Then the band of the captain and the officers of the Jews took Yeshua and bound him and led him away. And through his stripes we were all healed. Kal Yada, Haya in the name of Yeshua. Happy Pesach, Yasharala Barak Adam.
So set that lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Father, bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, a living bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
So set that lamb on fire, sweet aroma in the air. Bless your children, your holy nation, your Israel. All hail our Messiah, a little wine, a living bread. One time for Yeshua, for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world, for the world, for the world,
for he hung and he bled.
For the world, for the world.
Lion of Judah, I...
In the back seats, not in the
I
head.
I don't know where to begin.
You know, love the Father with all my might, you know my vow. Didn't have to be here, appreciate this now. I found comfort in him, what others brought me down. Concrete bedroom felt like a pillow, wow. Through sounds, now I testify, telling of his greatness. How he manifested through me, they say it's fakeness. Play this. He don't need no telephone to call. Yes, do the Hamashiach.
So can you take all of me? All of me.
Here I am. Here I am.
I just wanna give you my all.
Just wanna give it,
so
man.
So can you take all of me? All of me. Your body's telling me what you.
The body of the Hamashiach is us. We ain't gotta be in them church pews to discuss. So-called African Americans are really Hebrew. Hamashiach of Nazareth, they wanna be you. I see through at times, but the staff got daily. Never was you weary till your work was done crazy. But made me rethink, what should I do? Let me say this to you.
So can you take your
scrimmage on and popping. No longer am I watching. Spirit and truth, they stopping. But who stayed anyway? Red or the blue pill? No sun gazing. You amazing. Heaven is real. No form 86, 272. Times 10, spinning back again. My vision's true. They knew from the beginning my spirit was righteous. So now I contemplate every way to fight this. I write this, letting you know, sell me your good. So I can pass neither right or left through your hood. They harden their hearts, you know my art, no Sun Tzu. Slew them, who's them, yeah, what it do? If you choose Babylon, confusion over what's right. Vain thoughts, menagerie and caskets, right? Ancestors tossing and turning, watching us fall. Let me give my all.
So can you take all of me? All of me.
So when I fell to my knees, and I ain't wanna be in this life no more.
So I'ma give it all.
I told him to pull that trigger. Saw what hell was like on earth. I ain't wanna live no more, man. But you came down.
So I'ma give it all.
You saw your son in distress. He showed me what I have to live for. So I'ma give my all.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco. Hey, yeah. This is the Men of Power Network. And we're talking about knowing your worth. Have you ever been in a situation where your value was questioned? You know, and when I say your value was questioned, I mean, have you been in situations where you know your value? You know exactly what your value is. What you're worth, but others around you didn't know, and they treated you where you were just like nothing, like garbage, like trash. You know what I'm saying? You know I've been in situations like that where, you know, my value was questioned and people accused me of all this stuff, and I'm just like, really? You know, like, I know my value, I know who I am, you know what I mean? And you're not going to get away with treating me the way that you're treating me. And I can recall where I was on this particular job, and I've been there for almost a year. I had been there almost a year. And and you know, there had been things that were coming up, but I could see, like, things that were going on, things that were happening, and I'm like, wow, really? Like, you really, like, doing that? Like, you're accusing me of something that I know that I'm not doing? Like, really? Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. You know, in the end, they called me into the office. Like, the manager was like, hey, well, you know, this is what happened. You know, your registers came up short or whatever. We told you that if it comes up like this or whatever, and I know that you did something. I said, first of all, you did that, and I told you what was really going on, and you decided, you made that call. Not me. You made that call. You're the manager. Not me. And I'm telling you, hey, no, we're doing something right now at the moment, but you let it go. And you try to put the blank flipping and try to put it off on me. So, lo and behold, after they claimed that they were going to let me go or whatever, the store ended up closing down like a year later. Found out managers were stealing, you know. I'm like, oh, okay, but you thought I was the one that was stealing, but the managers were The other people were the ones that was being conniving and sneaking and doing other things, but they tried to put it off on me because they knew my worth. They knew who I was. You know what I'm saying? They knew what my value was, and they couldn't handle that. They couldn't handle that that I was more valuable to that company, and that what I spoke to them, said to them, you know what I'm saying? They didn't recognize that. We got somebody on the line here. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you calling from? And has your value ever been questioned? Hello? Hello? Okie dokie. So anyway, you know, when you think that your value is questioned, and you know that your value is questioned, you know, what do you do in that situation? Do you call it out? Yeah, of course, you call it out. You call it out and say, oh, I see what you're trying to do right here, and guess what? Before you try to do me in, I'm going to let you know right here, right now, what's really going on, what's really up. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to sit here and try to question my value, my worth, of course. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know what it's really all about before you try to take me down. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you who you really are. You know what I'm saying? So, don't come there with me. For real, like, for real, for real. So anyways, so we got another call here on the line. Hello, caller, what's your name, where you calling from, and what's your value? Has your value ever been questioned? Hello, the Midnight Cocoa Show. Hello, going once, going twice. All right. So anyways, yeah. So, you know, you got to know what your value is, knowing what your worth is. All right. So we're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap up the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Know your value, man. You got to know your value. You got to know what you're worth. You got to know that you don't have to take just any type of treatment. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do that. You know what I mean? You can be who you really are, truly are, and somewhere where you know your value is received well. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. It's your girl, Miss Coco, here on the Midnight Coco Show on the Men Empowerment Network on blogtalkradio.com. Keep it up. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
So, a leader takes the oversight, overseeing a people smitten with mental hang-ups. A lot of us in here got mental hang-ups, okay? Mental hang-ups and psychological disorders. We've gone through such trauma from the time of slavery up until today. We have never, no therapy. So that's how I do. A lot of us ain't right. We're not right in the head. The Bible says the whole head, and that's about Judah. The whole head is sick. We've gone away backwards. Back from what? Back from God's laws. Israel is a sick, deranged people.
The world doesn't need another love song. They just wanna turn up to all the club songs and party up until the drugs gone. From dusk till dawn, it's 2 a.m. but it's still on. You're wide awake but you're still gone, looking around, up and down for something to feel on. At the same time, it's real wrong, so I pray to Yah to keep me rolling with the wheels on. Though I hate to take advantage of his mercy, I wanna move forward, but it feels like I'm reversing. Father, please forgive me. I know that I am thirsty for knowledge of self, but no colleges will help. And the libraries where they buried their lives, television where they blurry your eyes. I can't even trust the radio. Instead, I'm getting ready for the worst case scenario. Listen to me very slow as I give you the breakdown. It's just a matter of time before the takedown on the innocent, the citizens. People, we must learn to overcome each other's differences. United we stand, divided we fall, because the government is hypocritical to the law. So let's come together in peace, and please don't give in to the mark of the beast.
So as a leader, being an overseer, you have to consider that. Now, a lot of us got mental hang-ups. We went through traumatic experiences. We need to be able to overcome our psychological disorders. And the scripture is the healing factor. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 69. And being judged, if he should not forgive them that are cured with his word. That's what I wanted. The Lord will forgive us that are cured by his word. The curing, whatever your psychological disorder, it can be cured with the word of God.
I know you're going to dig this. Dig this.
How you going to win when you ain't fighting with them? How you going to win? How you going to win when you ain't fighting with them? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you
tell me how we supposed to feel secure when society corrupts with all the morals and the values locked up and out to leash. Cause the struggle is to get through the week, trying to find a way to maintain and stay on the feet. We stuck in these beliefs and patterns that hold us back, tend to lead us off track, lost sense of direction, trying to figure what's next in search of a peace of mind, but it's hard to find when society is driven by greed, power, corruption. Every election they promise us a change, but if you look around, everything is still the same, and all we do is waste time talking to who's to blame.
How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win?
See, we've been so sleepy, we all for the same thing, buying into every trend and fad. Me and Mark is here without questioning one day. What is the offer of your soul? Another lost one in a system of control. Open your third eye, stop walking in blindness. Unless you want me, society's conformist. Again, you've been influenced by the rest. You can learn from everywhere, but do what you feel is best. Don't be afraid to take a risk and go beyond what's the vibe. Break free from the illusion, seeking you will surely find. Minimize the confusion for your own peace of mind. Expand your consciousness for greater sense of life. Keep the faith, pride in the pursuit of happiness and success. Realizing you are blessed even in times of distress. It's real simple to play now. Yeah, what's your name? So that's it, I digress.
How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win when you ain't fighting within? How you gon' win? How you gon' win?
It's easy to get the shot of false hope to provide it, but it's up to us to be wise and realize, these realize and false thoughts and these guys to advise and act high. But guess lies on my time, to lead it to the most high. You see why I have that key, they tainted by the greed. When no fucks I proceed to get right within me. But this is the key to be straight and succeed.
This you don't need my truth. You're talking just like a fuck. This you don't need my truth. I'm on top of it now, with a bit of light. This you don't need my truth. The church of divine economic design.
That's right, I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in God.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com on the Midnight Power Network. It's Inspirational Monday. We're talking about knowing your worth. What is your worth? Know your worth. Whenever you've gone into a situation or into a place and it seems like people want to question you and want to always accuse you of doing something, and you know, you're like, no, I know my worth, I know my value, I know who I am, honey, and you can't tell me or try to put me in a box or try to put this label on me and saying that I'm this and I'm that. You know, you're going to get, every now and then you're going to get someone to come into your life, whether it's on your job or in your relationship, your neighborhood, your friendship, whatever. You're going to end up getting someone that is going to be just a little bit intimidated by who you are because they see your value. You may not see it or may not know it or even recognize it, but they see and they know. And they're going to come to you and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be questioned. They're going to try to check you, but it's up to you to know it so that way those things won't happen or that you can get out of that situation real quick, or you can check them on it, you know, especially in your relationship where someone can put you down or say that, oh, you're nothing, you know, I can't stand, you know, something. You're going to know your worth because you get people who don't value you as a person, as a human being. Okay, for instance, you know, we're going to talk about this on Wednesday on our Positive Highlights Wednesday. As you know, Wendy Williams filed, reportedly, Wendy Williams filed for divorce from her husband of almost 20-something years, over 20 years. And it's like everyone is like rooting her on and saying, yes, you know, finally she knows her worth. She knows her value. You know what I'm saying? She didn't deserve to be with somebody who's repeatedly cheated on you, who now is allegedly has a child with this person that he's messed around with on you. You know? And it's like she knows her worth. She knows her value. And she deserves to be treated, you know, like the queen that she is. You know what I'm saying? And for this person to constantly do things to, you know, to ridicule her, humiliate her, and she's in the public and in the public eye, and it's like, you know, I deserve better. You know what I'm saying? You know, even in a friendship where you come across someone who claims they want to be your friend or whatnot, and they're like, you know, they try to bring all this negativity towards you. They try to say, oh, well, such and such saying this and that and that. It's like they're trying to tear you down. You know, they try to try to bring all of this stuff to you, and it's like their agenda is to try to put you in a position of to try to bring your whole demeanor and everything down. Like they're trying to bring you down and put you, you know, like, oh, saying that you're doing this and you're doing that, and you know, like, no, I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm not doing any of that. So, like, I don't understand, like, where's all this coming from? You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you have to be careful of that, too. You know, I recently had a dream, and the dream was very weird, and it was like a grassy brown mat or something. And this mat was like, you know, it will follow you each and every, you know, follow you somewhere, you know, and it was like, why is this thing following me? Like, I don't understand. I'm trying to get away from it, but it keeps following me. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, it's like, it's right there, you know, and so it's almost kind of like a warning sign that you have to be careful, you know, in any situation, your surroundings and where you are, because there are people who are out there to get you or try to take you out, try to take you down. You know what I mean? They might not know that they're doing it, but they're doing it, and you may not understand why, because there's something about you that they see that they don't want you to achieve. They don't want you to achieve something. You know what I'm saying? And so every now and then you got to be careful. You got to watch your surroundings, watch who you talk to and say things to, you know, because everybody doesn't have your best interest at heart. You know what I'm saying? Everyone doesn't have your best interest at heart. So with that being said, you know your value, know your worth, see beyond what you're doing, you know, and if you're not being treated fairly, you're not receiving what you know that you are worth or valued at, then it may be time for you to move forward and move on. You know what I'm saying? And once you know that, you'll start seeing that, you know, you start getting what you deserve. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, that's going to do it for your girl here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com on the Minute Power Network. Hope you got something, gained some understanding about your worth, your value. Okay? All right? Make sure you tune in next time for the Midnight Cocoa Show. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today. Like it's your last, because life has its struggles. But always, take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Cocoa, for the Midnight Cocoa Show here on the Men in Power Network on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back here next time.
Peace. Out of place, out of space and time, wide awake, stuck in the foot lawn, it's not okay. I need the most high secret place, that's where I've been going. Tells me, don't you dare be afraid, daughter of Zion, take my hand and we'll be okay. I do not feel the fear of falling, I wanna fly. Children of Israel, hear me well, 'cause it won't be long. I know that, so I'm holding on, but I'm not alone. You say take my hand, and we go, and we go, and we go, and we go, 'cause I know that we will overcome. 'Cause we don't, no we don't, no we won't, no we won't ever stop until the war is won. Wait, now your thoughts so cloudy and your heart so crowded with hate. You feel so forsaken, 'cause you're so been taken away. Time to come back home, run away from the lies you're told, and return to a higher. That's what I did, that is all. I do not feel the fear of falling, I wanna fly. Children of Israel, hear me well, won't be long. I know that, so I'm holding on, but I'm not alone. You say take my hand, and we go, and we go, and we go, and we go, 'cause I know that we will overcome. 'Cause we don't, no we don't, no we won't, no we won't ever stop until the war is won. My people come out of Babylon, she will fall when the kingdom come, will be done. Come out of her, 'cause she will burn. Oh, oh, Yeshua, you're the only one that I trust. You're the only one that I want. You're the only reason, the only reason. I do not feel the fear of falling. I wanna fly. Children of I'm holding on. You're all that I know.